Well, welcome everyone. This is Lorraine Perry here from Relaunch Your Life and the Baby Boomer Business Owners Facebook group. And today we have on the line Karen Powell from Your Time Matters, who's the networking queen. Good morning, Karen.
Hello, Lorraine. How are you today?
Good, thanks, Karen. Great to have you on today's call. And I suppose what we'd like to know a little bit about is your background and what really got you into, you know, being involved with networking. What was it about it that really, you know, took your fancy?
Well, I suppose I never looked forward thinking one day I'm going to be running networking events. It never really was part of my thought process at all. And I suppose it's only when you look back and join all the dots together that you can see where these things link up. My parents were small business owners and they ran a caravan trade business, and they used to participate in the camping and caravan shows at the exhibition buildings and things like that. And so that was probably the first, you know, my first awareness when I was stamping brochures for them and seeing them, you know, connect with people. And all throughout my growing up, they were involved in different aspects of small business and community from that perspective. And I went into the travel industry when I left school as a result of my mother's network. She'd worked for the same company when she'd left school, and I managed to get a job there, which was fantastic. Mm-hmm. But I'd always wanted to be a teacher my whole life, but for family reasons I didn't go first into that. And so after 8 years in the travel industry, where I, you know, escorted groups overseas and helped organise conferences and individual people's holidays and making their dreams come into reality, I went back to Teachers College and was there for 8 years doing primary education. And then through and during that time had children, so I stopped working and was working from home, and I started an embroidery business making baby blankets, and I used to sell them at Red Hill and Mount Street Market and whatever. And once again, just loved that community feeling with the other storeholders, and decided that I could run my own market. So I started one at the Brighton Town Hall, which ran for about 6 years, and had 110 storeholders, and we met monthly. And then, of course, as I said, mentioned about the teaching and that sort of thing, and then I went into home relocation with Toll Transitions, part of the Toll Group, helping international families come into Melbourne and find schooling and housing and things like that. And then went into the real estate industry. And that was then that I decided that I really wanted to, needed some flexibility in my life. I had an ageing mother. I'd always wanted to have a business. I dabbled in various things along the way. And I thought that Your Time Matters was going to be a business that supported supported people in finding solutions to their lifestyle, and that's how it started out. But over the time of being a small business owner and going to networking events and running organising some workshops and things, I thought, no, that's where I want to be. I love people. I love their stories. I find it fascinating why they do what they do. I love running events. I love pulling it together, and I have strong organisational skills. So I ended up doing networking events, and they've just had their second birthday last Tuesday night, which was fantastic. 39 people came for a progressive dinner, and planning for next year.
Yeah, good on you. It's fantastic. It's always fascinating to hear people's backgrounds and how they got involved with what they're doing. And quite often, as you say, you don't set out to do these things, just through life's experiences. They seem to all pull together at some point to create whatever it is you're into right at that particular time.
Yes, I think that goes probably for all the baby boomers. You know, I think back and value the networks that you have throughout your career and the people that you've come in contact. We have a wealth of networks that sometimes we don't even tap into, and we need to be fully aware and present with connections that we have had in the past, and make sure that we connect with them on LinkedIn so that, you know, you can call up someone you haven't seen for a long time, as I did last week, someone I hadn't had contact with for about 15 years but was a very good friend as the children were going through primary school together. was able to give me some feedback on something that I'm planning for next year, and so we, you know, had a great catch-up call as well. So.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's right. The connection's so important. So, you know, being involved with networking as heavily as you are, what would you say, if you're going to go through the, say, the top five tips for networking success, what would they be?
There's so many of them, Lorraine, so it's hard,
yeah, I know.
It's hard to narrow them down. So there are a lot on my website, which is yourtimematters.com.au, so lots of blogs and things there. But I think one of the main ones that I focus on is relationships. And a lot of networks focus on referrals, but I believe that you won't get referrals until you have the relationship.
Mm.
You have to really spend the time investing in building those relationships and developing the trust, because people, you know, they buy from people they know, like, and trust, and whether that's someone selling you a car or painting your house or whatever, you're not going to connect with someone that you don't like.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't agree with you more. And that's right, a lot of the so-called networking groups are so about the referrals, and there's no way that I'd be referring someone first up like that, you know.
No, and I think referrals are great, and that's what we all want.
Mm.
But really and truly, if you think how many, you know, graphic designers are out there, or insurance people, or coaches, or accountants, or networking people, we're all, you know, there's lots of all of us. So our USP is really ourselves and the way that we engage and connect with people. And so that's what sets us apart, and that's, once a relationship is built, brings the, you know, helps generate business, I think, and also just adds to having a fuller life.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So say someone's going to a networking event, what, you know, what would your... like, I know, but a lot of people really don't understand the power of networking and how valuable it really is. They're going to an event for the first time. What are some, you know, the basic keys as a person coming to an event for the first time? You know, what are the, some of the things they should be doing?
Okay.
Or how should they be?
Firstly, number one, be relaxed and authentic. Be yourself and don't sell. Spend the time building rapport first. And one of the questions that I really dislike a lot is when you meet someone for the first time and they say to you, "What do you do?" I personally think that that's, you know, really, it's almost like a judgmental sort of question, and it's sort of whether the person decides whether they think it's worth speaking to you or not. So I prefer to ask how their day's been, how they got to be at the event, have they been there before. You know, build into that and then say, and what keeps you busy during the day, or, you know, what are you currently working on, rather than that sort of what do you do. I personally just find that a really off-putting question, and people are sort of flounder because they don't want to sell, but they don't know how to answer as well. So I think building rapport first, and then having great conversations and open-ended conversations that get the other person talking, and that you do most of the listening, really.
Yeah, don't you love that? The people that just talk non-stop and don't let you get a word in edgeways.
Yeah, exactly. So great conversations, exploring, and using stories to illustrate what you do or how you've helped somebody is a much softer, nicer way to talk about your business, I think, rather than, you know, that you have widgets. The fact that the widgets helped hold the Sydney Harbour Bridge together, you know, when a truck was going over the top of it or whatever, is a much nicer, sort of softer approach, I think.
Mm.
And in line with that, I'd say never underestimate who you're talking to and who they know, because there may only be one person standing in front of you, but if, you know, I've just told you a bit about my background, I know hundreds of people, and so do each and every one of you through social media, through LinkedIn, through your own private life. So I might not be your client, but my next-door neighbour or my son or my daughter or my brother-in-law could be just the person that, you know, you would like to meet. And if you've had an open conversation, that can become be discovered.
I think that is so important. I went to this networking event for the first time a couple of weeks ago, and it was one of those breakfasts, which I don't particularly like. And it was so cold, and afterwards, you know, people, you know, the people with the commonality in with industries in common, I know insurance broker and a say a financial planner, they would all bandy together in what would be a natural, what they think is a natural alliance.
Uh-huh.
But anyone outside of that group, nobody wanted to know. And it was really interesting just to watch the dynamics there. Little do they know how many people you're connected to.
Yes, exactly right. And you know, sometimes you know, a variety of people come to my events, and sometimes someone will say, you know, this is a fantastic event, but my target market's not there. And I think that's a bit short-sighted, because you don't know who that person is connected to. That might have just, you know, that person who perhaps has been painting a house, not that I don't really have that many trades coming to my events, but that person may be painting the house of, you know, someone that you really want to connect with from a larger company that could use your printing machine or whatever. So, you know, you just never underestimate who you're talking to.
Yeah, and I think given that too, from networking, when you do get the opportunity, you know, at a lot of events you do get the opportunity to stand up and for, say, 60 seconds or a short period of time to say what you're doing, what you're looking for, it's also important then to be very clear too, because you're not going to get the opportunity to go around and, you know, talk to every person in the room there. It's also important to be clear about who you are and what you stand for.
Yes, and engage. I mean, I think that if you say that... I'm trying to think of an example. If you stand up and say you're a printer, that's great. But what's absolutely special about you? What makes you stand out in their mind? You know, is it that you're really a letterpress printer and the work that you produce looks like it's handwritten? Or, you know, what sets you apart? What is it that someone can get from you, even if, and hopefully it's even just your passion for what you're doing, is a standout.
We had a guy at one group I was in, you know, his specialty actually was in training manuals for training organisations. So that stood out, because, like, printing
exactly.
was 1,001 things, but training manuals for training organisations, well, that's a whole different group of people I was thinking about for him.
Exactly. So, you know, with me, if I stand up and say I, you know, run progressive dinner events where we play cards and get the conversation happening and people engaged, it's quite different from other networking events. So,
absolutely. And I've been along to your networking events, and they're great, because you really try and connect people with the types of people that they're actually looking to form those relationships with, which is fantastic. So, Karen, that's fantastic. So we've had there's about five things that I picked up that you said, sort of five key tips. Number one, you said, develop your relationships.
Yes.
Two, be relaxed.
Yes.
And be yourself. Ask them, you know, what, you don't like the question, what do you do? That was one thing you said.
Build rapport first.
Yeah, build rapport first. Have open-ended questions using stories of what you do.
Yes.
And I think this is a good one. Never underestimate who is standing right in front of you.
Yes, and I really have one more, and it's one that people leave off the most, is you must follow up. You can't follow up with everybody, but if there's two or three people at an event that there is some sort of linkage there or worth connecting, you must do it. About 79% of people do not follow up, and it's absolutely missed opportunity. And that doesn't mean just a coffee chat. It means organising a coffee chat or a catch-up on the phone. But before that, have a look at their LinkedIn profile. Have a look at their website. Understand what they do and be prepared to, you know, give them some help, and, you know, don't waste the opportunity to help them.
Yeah, fantastic. And from my own perspective as well, follow up and have systems in place in your own business. Get organised in your own business. Have a follow-up system, you know, where a sequence of things can go out to people. You know, a card can go out occasionally. Ways to touch base with people and stay top of mind. Karen, that's been fantastic. Thank you so much for your input. Now, if people would like to get some more information, find out more about what you can do for them, where would they go to?
I'd suggest a first stop would be my website, which is yourtimematters.com.au, and they can download 5 conversation starters from that website, and also Connect for Success, which is a monthly newsletter that comes out with dates of coming events. I also have a Facebook group, Your Time Matters, and also a LinkedIn private page, profile, and also a company page.
Yeah, so there's many ways to make contact with you. So that's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on today's call. This is Lorraine Pirihi from Relaunch Your Life, helping baby boomers transform their lives and reignite their business mojo. Thank you so much, Kieran, for being on the call.
Thanks, Lorraine.